WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, the Big Kahuna, Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Each week on this show, we profile a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we'll be entertained by selections from the original 1988 Broadway cast recording of the musical Into the Woods. Featuring music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and book by James Lapine, Into the Woods intertwines the plots of several Brothers Grimm and Charles Perrault fairy tales, exploring the consequences of the characters' wishes and quests. The main characters are taken from Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Rapunzel, and Cinderella. The musical is tied together by a story involving a childless baker and his wife and their quest to begin a family, which was actually the original beginning of the Grimm's Brothers' Rapunzel. It follows them as they interact with a witch who places a curse on them and their interaction with other storybook characters during the journey. The musical premiered on Broadway in November 1987, where it won Tony Awards for Best Score, Best Book, Best Actress in a Musical for Joanna Gleason as the Baker's Wife. The cast also featured Bernadette Peters as the witch. It's a funny, dark, seductive, clever, and even romantic story. Sondheim, who did the music and lyrics for Into the Woods, has always been a favorite of mine, ever since he wrote the lyrics for my favorite show of all time, West Side Story. There was also a Disney film adaptation directed by Rob Marshall and starring Meryl Streep, Chris Pine, and Johnny Depp that was released in 2014. The movie grossed over $213 million worldwide and earned 3 Academy Award nominations. Now, through the use of a narrator, we are introduced to the main characters of this medley of fairy tales. The prologue runs about 12 minutes long, so we're going to take a taste of the prologue now, but not the whole piece. We just have too many other great songs to sample. Here's the prologue.
Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived a fair maiden, a sad young lad,
jewel,
I wish, and a childless baker.
More than life,
I wish,
with his
more
wife.
More than anything,
more than the moon,
I wish.
The king is giving a festival.
More than life,
I wish
to go to the festival.
More than riches,
I
wish my cow would give us some milk.
More than anything,
I wish we had a child.
Please, pal.
Child.
Please, pal.
I wish to go to the festival.
I wish to give us some milk.
I have a child.
I wish. You wish to go to the festival?
The poor girl's mother had died.
You sit around at the festival.
What festival?
You wish to go to the festival. The festival. The king's festival.
And her father had taken for his new wife
the festival.
A woman with 2 daughters of her own.
Look at your nails.
Look at your dress.
People would laugh at you.
Nevertheless,
she still wants to go to the festival
and ask before the prince.
All 3 were beautiful of face, but vile and black of heart. Jack, on the other hand, had no father, and his mother,
I wish,
well, she was not quite beautiful.
I wish my son were not a fool. I wish my house was not a mess. I wish the cow was full of milk. I wish the walls were full of gold. I wish a lot of things.
Why, come in, little girl.
I wish. It's not for me, it's for my granny in the woods. A loaf of bread, please, to bring my poor old hungry granny in the woods. Just a loaf of bread, please.
Cinderella's stepmother had a surprise for her.
I have emptied a pot of lentils into the ashes for you. If you have picked them out again in 2 hours' time, you shall go to the ball with us.
And perhaps a sticky bun or 4.
Birds in the sky, birds in the eaves and the leaves in the fields and the castles and the ponds.
And a few of those ponds.
leaves over fields, out of castles and ponds.
No squeeze pad.
Son, Milky White must be taken to market.
But Mother, no! He's the best cow.
Look at her! There are bugs on her dugs. There are flies in her eyes. There's a lump on her rump big enough to be a hump.
But
son, we've no time to sit and dither while her withers wither with her. And no one keeps a cow for a friend. Sometimes I fear you're touched.
Into the woods it's time to go, I hate to leave, I have to though. Into the woods it's time, and so I must begin my journey. Into the woods and through the trees to where I am expected, ma'am. Into the woods to grandmother's house. Into the woods to grandmother's house.
You're certain of your way?
The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. Hate to ask it, but do you have a basket? Into the woods and down the dell, the path is straight, I know it well. Into the woods and who can tell what's waiting on the journey? Into the woods to bring some bread to Granny who is sick in bed. Never can tell what lies ahead, for all that I know she's already dead. But into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, to grandmother's house and home before dark.
To the eaves and the leaves and the fields and the
castles. Hurry up and do my hair, Cinderella. Are you really wearing that?
Here I found a little tear, Cinderella. Can't you hide it with a hat?
You look beautiful.
I know.
She means me.
Put it in a twist.
Who will be there?
Mother said be good. Father said be nice. That was always their advice. So be nice. I'm a good Cinderella. Nice one. Good man.
Tighter.
What's the good of being good if everyone is blind and you're always left behind? Never mind, Cinderella. Kind Cinderella. Nice, good, nice, kind. Might that be?
It's the witch from next door.
The old enchantress told the couple she had placed a spell on their house.
What spell?
In the past, when your mother was with child, she developed an unusual appetite. She took one look at my beautiful garden and told your father that what she wanted more than anything in the world was greens, greens, and nothing but greens. Parsley, peppers, cabbages, and celery, asparagus, and watercress, and bitter burns, and lettuce. He said, all right, but it wasn't quite.
'Cause I caught him in the autumn in my garden one night. He was robbing me, raping me,
rooting through my rutabaga, raiding my arugula, and ripping up the rampy and my champion and my banner, and I should have laid a spell on him right there.
Could have turned him into stone. Or a dog, or a chair.
But I let him have the rampion, and I'd lots to spare. In return, however, I said, fair is fair. You can let me have the baby that your wife will bear. And we'll call it square.
I had a brother?
No. But you had a sister.
But the witch refused to tell him any more of his sister. Not even that her name was Rapunzel.
I thought I had been more than reasonable. But how was I to know what your father had also hidden in his pocket?
What?
Beans!
Beans!
The special beans! I let him know I didn't know he stole them my beans! I was watching him crawl back over the wall! Then bang! Crash! The lightning flashed! And well, that's another story, never mind. Anyway, at last the big day came. I made my claim. Oh, don't take away the baby! They shrieked and screamed, but I did, and I hid a wish to never be reached. That your family tree would always be a barren one. So, there's no more fuss and there's no more scenes in my garden. Why don't you
should sing my nectarines, but I'm telling you the same I tell kings and queens. You'll never, never, ever mess around with my greens. Especially the beans.
Each main character has a wish. Cinderella wishes to attend the king's festival. Jack wishes that his cow, Milky White, would give milk. The baker and his wife wish they could have a child. And Little Red Riding Hood wants a loaf of bread for her grandmother. Hello, Little Girl is a fun little tune between Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf. Let's take a listen.
Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Ah, to perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment,
Mother
my dear.
Mother said, come what may, fall the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring, and look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones, then something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. And hello.
Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio for It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. This week, we're enjoying selections from the 1988 original Broadway cast recording of Into the Woods. Now, are you digging the musicals I've been introducing you to? Or maybe there's musicals I haven't got to yet that you would like me to have featured on this show. Email me your thoughts at 1015showtime@gmail.com. Now, my favorite song of this well-written musical is Agony, a lamenting duet by Cinderella's Prince and Rapunzel's Prince, wherein they compare the misery of new round and unattainable loves. Here's Agony.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony, beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony. age. What's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Why no?
You must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her agony is every, though it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.
Agony that can cut like a knife.
I must have her to wife.
As the play progresses, the witch discovers that the prince has been visiting Rapunzel. She begs Rapunzel to stay with her so she can protect her from the outside world in the song, Stay With Me.
What did I clearly say? Children should listen.
No, no, please.
What were you not to do? Children must see.
No.
And learn. Why could you not obey? Children should listen. What have I been to you? What would you have me be? Handsome like a prince. Oh, but I am old, I am ugly, I embarrass you.
No.
You are ashamed of me.
No.
You are ashamed.
You don't understand.
It was lonely atop that tower.
I was not company enough.
I am no longer a child. I wish to see the world.
Don't you know what's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world. Stay with me. Princes wait there in the world, it's true. Princes, yes, but wolves and humans too.
In the song, On the Steps of the Palace, Cinderella relates how she will leave one of her slippers as a clue to her identity for the prince to solve.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him. He spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares. And I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. You think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. why not stay and be con? You think, well, it's a thought, what would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which you don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe, out of sight, and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right and you know that you'll never be long? And whichever you pick, do it quick, 'cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a mole is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you've stalled long enough, 'cause you're still standing stuck in the stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'll be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes, then from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue, for example, a shoe, and then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe, in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew, on the steps of the palace.
Over the course of the musical, many of the main characters meet their demise. At the end of the show, the characters who have remained alive slay the giant. The deceased characters then return to share one last set of morals with the audience. I'll leave you today with the finale, Children Will Listen. I hope you've enjoyed this look into the Sondheim musical Into the Woods. Be sure to tune in next week for another fun-filled journey into the magical world of musicals. I always love hearing from listeners, so go ahead and reach out to me at 1015showtime@gmail.com.
The slotted spoon can catch the potato.
Every knot was once straight rope.
The harder to wait, the better to have.
The greater the good, the harder the blow.
When going to hide, you know how to get there.
And how to get back.
And eat first.
The knife that is sharp today may be dull by tomorrow.
Maybe I just wasn't meant to have children.
Don't say that. Of course you were meant to have children.
How can I go about being a father with no one to mother my child?
Just calm the child.
Yes, calm the child.
Look. Tell him the story of how it all happened. Be father and mother, you'll know what to do.
Alone.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good. You are not alone. See the glow. Things will be all right now. Tell him what you know.
Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, there lived a young maiden.
Careful sad, the things
young
you
lad,
say. Children
child
will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see.